Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Patricia has a ghost story for us, and we're going to try to help her out this morning. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
So who is Annie, and how do you know her?
Well, Annie is, or was, one of my best friends, and she has just disappeared. I don't know what happened. We've known each other for over a decade. I mean, she was in my wedding, and we did everything together. We'd go to lunch, we'd go shopping, we went to yoga together, we talked every day. Like, she was one of my people in my life, right?
Yeah.
And then we both got busy, and we started talking less and less. And then one day I realized I had not talked to her for a couple of weeks. So I texted her and I'm like, hey, it's been a while. How are you? And I didn't hear anything back. And I called and I didn't get a call back. And now it's been over a month. I mean, I see that she's like on Instagram. So I know she's like alive and around. I just don't know why she's not talking to me.
So when you say that, you know, you guys just sort of faded away with life activities, was there like a, do you think there was something maybe long ago that happened that you thought was, you know, the friendship just sort of fading with life, but really there was a moment?
You know, I try to think back, like maybe there was something I said or did, and I can't think of anything. Or yeah, I'm really kind of clueless.
How have you two managed your ups and downs over the, I mean, if you've been friends for the past 10 years, I can't imagine this is the first time you guys have drifted apart or maybe had a disagreement or a falling out. I mean, it hasn't been all wine and roses all these 10 years, has it?
No, of course. I mean, but we're usually pretty good about communicating. Like if I get busy or she gets busy, it'll be like a text a week later. It'll be like, hey, I was really busy. I'm sorry. Can we get lunch earlier, later this week? Because that's how life is. And we've had our little tiffs, but we're pretty good about communicating about it so that, you know, we can put it under the rug and move on.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break then? And when we come back, we'll call her up, see what she's been up to, see what she's got going on in her life, what's been distracting her.
Yeah, that'd be great.
As Second Date Update Ghost Stories continues, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
past 10 years, Annie was in Patricia's wedding. They would go to yoga classes together, did lunch all the time, talked pretty much every day. Of course, you know how life is. They both got busy, started talking less and less. And one day, Patricia realized, you know, I haven't talked to her in ages. It's been like over a month. So she sent her a text, didn't hear back, reached out, made a phone call, again, left a voicemail, nothing back.
I feel like all friends have those moments where you ebb and flow, but there's always that reconnection at some point. That's not happening.
Right. So unless there's anything else that you thought of that you think would be pertinent before we call her.
No, I mean, I've been racking my brain for a month trying to think of what it was. So, yeah, at this point, I want to hear from her.
All right.
Hello, this is Annie.
Annie, just the person we were looking for. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Jeff and Jen.
Well, Jen's actually out of the studio at the moment, but Tim's here with me.
Good morning.
Okay.
Are you a fan? Do you ever have a chance to listen?
I am a fan.
Oh, good. Well, we spoke with an old friend of yours who you haven't spoken to in a long time.
Okay.
Do you remember your good friend, Patricia?
Of course I do. Did she call you?
She did call us, and she mentioned that she hasn't spoken to you or heard from you in over a month. And I think your friend misses you.
Oh, gosh.
What you been up to?
Well, I'm going to sound like a real bitch here, and I am sorry, but she has a kid, and he's two, and I've tried to be a really good friend. I promise you I have. And it's 100% not anything personal, but I just really don't like kids.
You don't like kids or you don't like her kid?
No. Any kids. Like, honestly, it does not matter who they are. I don't know what to do with them. I'm extremely awkward around them. And frankly, I find them very annoying. And again, this is not her kid, all kids. I just have no idea what to do with them. And I have never met one that I want to spend time with, you know?
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm just thinking, though, you can't just break up every friendship with everyone in the world who has a kid, though, because that's most people.
I know. And I get it. You know, it's obviously it's a huge part of her life. And, you know, whenever
How hard is it to relate to a two-year-old?
We have nothing bad in for common. Me. I feel like, well, that's fair. I mean, I just don't know what to say or have any questions to ask about them. Nothing. Like, I have no reference points whatsoever to relate to this and the scenario and kids' birthday parties and everything. It's just a nightmare for me. And I know he has one coming up, which is kind of why I've been avoiding reaching out, because I don't know. I'm sorry. I just sort of think that I'm better off hanging out with people who have a more similar lifestyle to mine.
Well, let me tell you, I don't disagree about the birthday parties. Absolute hell. But I will say all my friends that have kids and my brother and sister-in-laws and all, they want the adult time. The kids don't always have to be there.
That's fair. I guess I hadn't thought about that. But at least right now, it just feels like all we ever have to talk about is the kid. And like I said, I just don't have any way to relate to that. I don't want to talk about him, really. I don't know. I just, it's not my so thing.
You sound like my friend Nancy.
Oh, my gosh.
She just, yeah.
Maybe Nancy and I should be friends.
Kristen also had a friend just like you. You know, very awkward around kids. Didn't like talking about kids. But for whatever reason, Kristen's kids loved her, which I thought was so ironic. Because you'd think the energy she was giving off would make the kids not like her. And it was just the opposite.
I think a lot of it is just that I have no idea what to do or what to say or how to even be around them, really.
Yeah, she'd say the same thing. But it was also fun to kind of watch her love for Kristen's kids grow as they got older. And even though the kids are adults and they've gone their separate ways, they consider her, she's like an aunt to them now.
I don't know. Obviously, I love my friend and I miss her, but it's just been hard to not feel like she and I are connecting on any of the things that we used to.
Right. I get it. We have Patricia on the other line. She's had a chance to hear everything you've had to say. What's your reaction to what Annie just said? Are you surprised by this?
You know, I did have that thought that, you know, maybe that was why And thank you. I'm glad you're honest and that I know for sure. And I mean, I guess I could tell you were never really comfortable around Henry. And I mean, it's just too bad because he's great. And I think that you're missing out, but you know, maybe someday you'll have a change of heart.
You know, I miss you and I'm absolutely open to us maybe getting together just alone sometime and trying to keep things moving forward because you are one of my best friends.
I find it ironic that out of all of us here in the city, you know, Tim doesn't have any kids. I have stepchildren, but Tim relates better to kids than most people I know. It's hey. Just listening to your snack times with Tim.
I love kids, but I don't have to take them home.
Swimming lessons. That's right. Yeah, it's easy to be the uncle, right?
Yeah, I think that your friendship's worth fighting for. I do. I think you can share some adult time. There might be some kid stories weaved into that conversation, but I think it's worth fighting for.
Now, Fritz just joined. Fritz was out of the room, and she just came back.
Sorry.
What would you say to one of your friends who said, I'm really happy that you now have a child, but I'm just really uncomfortable around kids?
I would be like, that's fine. We can hang out without our friend.
Yeah.
But also, you're not going to be invited to anything at my house moving forward. Is everybody cool with that? Because, I mean, I have a kid.
But you were single for a long time. Do you relate to where Annie's coming from?
I don't know.
Like, your friends who had kids before you had kids, were you like, oh, dear God, she's talking about her kids again?
No, the only time that I would ever get like that was like, oh, dear God, who has a birthday party at 3 o'clock on a Saturday? Do you know the stuff I got to do?
Let's wrap this up
at
noon.
And I got to stop everything I have to do. But yeah. I didn't realize that was the only thing that those parents had going on that day. And right. So that to them was their whole day. To me, it was, oh my God, I have to stop doing everything I want to do that. But I also enjoyed going out and not talking about my kid. I enjoyed
time.
That. Yes. Like, remember my friend Erin before she went to DC?
Yeah.
We would go out to dinner like once a month. She was single, didn't have kids. And I loved it because she would want to go. She would go anywhere with me. She would go downtown with me. We could talk about adult conversation and pop culture. And I loved that little slice of adulting that was not about child.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sounds like you two are willing to talk. Give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely am.
Rekindle the friendship. See where it goes.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, Annie, thank you for taking the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, thank you.
And they make gummies. You can go buy them in Michigan. You can take one before the birthday party.
That's right.
An Uncle Tim tip.
Oh, boy.
So if we can do a second date update for you, send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little damp out there weather-wise. We'll be dealing with occasional showers today. Nice gray day to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to try to do that for sure.
I just realized we're going to have people working at our house today, so that's not going to happen for me.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
You could probably go to one of those places that rents the room by the hour, Jeff.
You could.
Just pop into one of those. And
one of those.
Get it done.
Super clean, sanitary places to rent by the hour.
Yeah.
We'll see you high around 48 today.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.